राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान वितांश्च जयतां सुरतोर्पंगोर मम मंदमतीर्गति मद सर्वस्व पादाम्भोजो राधा मदन मोहनो दिव्य बृंदारण्य कल्प द्रुमदः श्रीमद्रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थो श्री श्री राधा श्रील गोविंद देवो प्रेष्ठालिभिः सेव्यमानं स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भी वंशीवटतटस्थितः कर्षन् वेणुस्वनैर्गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रियेस्तु नः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
So this morning we read from, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 13, Text number 12. Slok is on the board.
Svarvitir Vatsara Sheshta Bharya Suta Shadatma Jan Pushparanam Tigmaketum.
Okay, you're right.
Pushparanam Tigmaketum cha. Ishamurjam Vasum Jayam. Svarvitir Vatsara Sheshta Bharya Suta Shadatma Jan Pushparanam Tigma Ketum Cha Ishamurjam Vasum Jayam.
Madhajis.
Svarvithi,
Svarvithi,
Vatsara, Vatsarasya,
of the king Vatsar,
Ishta, very dear. Bharya, wife. Asuta, gave birth to. Shart, six. Atmajan, sons. Pushparanam, Pushparana. Tigmaketum, Tigmaketu. Cha, also. Ishtam, no, Isham, Isha. Urjam, Urja. Vasum, Vasu. Jayam, Jaya. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. King Vatsara had very dear wife whose name was Sarvavithi, and she gave birth to six sons named Pushparana, Tigmaketu, Isha, Urja, Vasu and Jaya. Purport. Vatsar's wife is mentioned here as Ishta, which means worshipable. In other words, it appears that Vatsar's wife had all good qualities. For example, she was always very faithful and obedient and affectionate to her husband. She had all good qualities for managing household affairs. If both the husband and wife are endowed with good qualities and live peacefully, then nice children take birth, and thus the whole family is happy and prosperous. Right? Krishna Prem. Sarvithir vatsara shishta bharya suta shadatmajan pushparanam tigmaketum cha ishamurjam vasum jayam. King Vatsar had very dear wife whose name was Sarvithi, and she gave birth to six sons named Pushparana, Tigmaketu, Isha, Urja, Vasu and Jaya. Descendants of Dhruva Maharaj is the chapter. And Dhruva Maharaj had a son called Utkal. And he has been described as a Jadan, like that. Matta, Balanam. Foolish, they thought he was foolish. Blind, dumb, deaf, mad. So he doesn't become the king. Okay, he was considered not fit for the throne. Then, this is the other son, Vatsara. King Vatsara, so he is a emperor, the king. And he has been mentioned, is described as Swarvithir Vatsara Shaishta. His Ishta, his worshipable person, object, was his wife. That's how he is described as, he's introduced as Swarvithir Vatsara Shaishta. And then, so that's wife Bharya Asuta. She gave birth to Shad Atmajan, six children, and the next, well, two lines there are those six names of six children. And
as we read on, there'll be more descendants of the Maharaj described. So this is the beginning of the family tree, family tradition. So this family, six children. Is that too many? I would say two less. Because they used to... Mataji's would get blessings. Ashtaputra Sabhagyavati. You may have how many children? Eight children. Ashtaputra Sabhagyavati. Now even in India, you are allowed to have one or two. We are two, we have two. This is a propaganda, part of the family planning in India. We are two, we have two. That used to be like 20 years ago. Now they're cutting that down to we are two, we have one. Oh, no more. No, this is lack of Krishna consciousness. They're trying to reduce the numbers so that they think each one will get more roti kapda makan, roti, more bread, makan, housing, and clothing. Each one will have more if there's a less population. But what is lacking are not the facilities or provisions, but what is lacking is Krishna consciousness. If there's a Krishna consciousness, if Krishna is pleased, then Mother Earth is pleased, and she is known as Vasundhara. Vasundhara. She's a holder of all the wealth. All the wealth that exists. It is her, it is in her, but she decides how much to release, how much wealth to release, how much grains or minerals or fruits and vegetables or even the grass for the cows. So lesser the population is, Krishna consciousness goes dry, like a cow. And the calf has no affection, or calf doesn't exist. Well, they take even calf away. May they do something with a calf. I don't want to say what they do with a calf sometimes. Then, when there's no affection, affectionate dealing of these, the calf and the cow, then cow, lots of milk is there, but she doesn't supply. So, cow is mother, the earth is also mother, and then she supplies less. So solution is not minimizing the population of this world, but maximizing God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. And there will be no shortage. If the India government or China government or all the governments put together, if they were to succeed minimizing the population to half or finally say there are only two people on the earth, if there are no Krishna consciousness, what are they going to be thinking? What will they think? It's too many. Two of us, that's too many. That means half of all that exists, I had to share with this fellow. No! Should be only, there should be just me. That's the conditioning. Ishvaro aham. Competition with Krishna. Ishvara ekala Krishna arasab bhritya. Only Krishna is the master, the owner, the proprietor. And living entity is trying to compete with the Lord. So this greed would continue. So there is something called need is okay. Need is okay. Need is approved. That endorsement is there for need. But as soon as there's a greed, then there's no end to it. So how to get rid of the greed? And that's Krishna. As soon as Krishna is there, in the center, then this calm and crowd and lobe, all these enemies, these are the enemies of the family or the society or the humanity at large. Lust, anger, greed, and there are three more fellows. Leader of all of them is the calm, the lust. Vidhyenam hi vairinam. Please take note of this. Krishna says, it's a lust is the enemy. And from lust comes kamat krodho vijayate, the anger. Mr. Lust, and he has a brother, younger brother, called the anger. And then around the corner is a greed. So what is required to get rid of is this greed. That's the need of the hour. Not get rid of the children. Reduce their number and then you think you'll be happy. No, it doesn't work like that. Well, that's one thing. Number six reminded me. The word ista is mentioned, and Prabhupada is writing his purport on focusing on this ista. Swarvithir vatsarasha ishta. Ishta means worshipable. Ishta is worshipable. If it is male, then ishta. If it is female, then ishta. It changes the gender as you make it longer. Ishta, ishta. Suta, suta. Like that. Suta, son. Suta, so daughter. And many words like that. Gaja, gaja. Gaja is elephant. Gaja is she-elephant. Even yesterday we came across, last night, was Shiva, Shiva. Shiva is Shiva. And Shiva is wife of Shiva. Shiva, Shiva. So, ishta, ishta. So, here we are dealing with ishta. Worshipable wife, bharya, and she is worshipable for this husband, King Vatsara. In other words, it appears that Vatsara's wife had all good qualities. For example, being faithful, obedient, affectionate to her husband, and more good qualities, managing household affairs. And both wife and husband are endowed with good qualities, and the result is living peacefully, Nice children, giving birth to nice children, whole family is happy and prosperous. Everything is there. If this formula is followed globally, globalization of this thought, this tradition, this high thinking, and that could be the end of the terrorism. To tackle terrorism, America has invested $350 billion so far. Instead, they would have donated that money to the BBT. And printed Bhaktivedanta Book Trust publications. That is a solution to the problem. Having the right thought, the right vision, right solution. The right husband, wife, husband, good team, mutual understanding. They're both worshipable to each other. Wife is worshipable for this King Vatsara. Because look, she has all the qualities. She's a Devi. The husband addresses wife as Devi. In the Vedika. Devi, Devi. Devi is goddess. Devi is a goddess and she also looks like Devi. It puts on with a big kumkum there, big one. And other ornaments, sometimes nose ring also. Devi has a nose ring. Other ornaments, the clothing. So when you look at such Mataji, you are reminded of a Devi, a goddess here. Mataji, you like to worship. The ancient culture worships mother, not only mother Durga or mother Ganga or Jamuna or Tulsi. No, this is the same family. But in that list, Radharani, Rukmini Maiya Ki, we worship. So in that family, Matajis, and they're worshipable. In society of demigods, mother is worshipable. The society of demons, woman is exploited. From worship to exploitation. Choice is yours. Take a pick. Women also could take a pick. Could decide which society belong to which society. Society of demigods, society of civilized, society of God-conscious people, or the exploiters. The woman hunters and So how does one become worshipable? One who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in that line worships other personalities, follows other personalities, then that person remains worshipable. That person is worshipable. Not that I don't worship anybody, but you worship me. Get out of here. You are worshipable so far. You worship Krishna. You worship then the parampara. This is how you become worshipable.
Yashasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchanaha.
One who has bhakti for the Lord, yashasti bhagavati bhaktir. Bhagavati here is not Devi Bhagavati, Durga Bhagavati, but Bhagavati. A little different. One is Bhagavati, and one is Bhagavati.
Bhagavati is unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavati. Yashasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana.
Tatra asate, asate, gunaha, sura, asura, asuraha.
In that person you will find all the qualities of demigods.
One who is worshipping the Lord, he will have all the qualities, godly qualities.
But if you do not worship the Lord, then where will those good qualities come from?
Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Prabhupada would always quote this verse.
Harava bhaktasya, you are not bhakta. Kuto mahadguna. Where would the good qualities come from?
If you are not a devotee of Krishna.
So being a devotee of Krishna, devotee of Ram, that's fine. Devotee of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotee of the Vishnu Tattva, then all the qualities of Vishnu will flow in your direction.
Shantakaram bhujaga shayanam.
That's one of the qualities. Lord is described as a Shantakaram. He is a form of peace. Peace personified.
Shantakaram.
Lord is peaceful. So as soon as one connects with this most peaceful personality, Sri Krishna, then all their Shantihi.
Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi.
Why Shanti three times?
Tapatraya. There are three kinds of suffering. So, Shanti means you'll be peaceful.
No disturbance from Adi Daivik, Adhyatmik, Adi Bhautik. There are three kinds of suffering. So, they say Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And then you're connected with this person who is abode of the peace.
So as soon as that yoga, that link is with that Supreme Person who is source of all the qualities, including being peaceful.
This verse is mentioning, purport is mentioning. Peacefully, family is peaceful.
Wife, husband, children, they are peacefully, happily.
They are also prosperous. And this is possible by the connection, having connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The wife and husband, so mutually respecting each other, they're both ishta of each other because of their connection. They're both devoted to Srila Prabhupada and devoted like that in the parampara and to Brahma and to Sri Krishna. And from up, from top down, all the good qualities are coming, and they're reaching, and they're endowed with the good qualities. And both respect each other's qualities and contribution. And there's a harmony, and the peace, and prosperity, and happiness in the family as a result.
So principles of the Vedic culture, they are eternal.
A lot of times they are misunderstood. Like India's, the Varnashram Dharma. Oh, India, that caste system. In your country there's a caste system. Is so dominant. So how did the caste system, which the world think, oh, India, the ancient culture, oh, that's caste system. Because some Brahmins, or maybe a lot of, the numbers increased. They did not act like qualified Brahmins. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane. The Brahmin should be, when Brahmin has vidya, when Brahmin is knowledgeable, what is the outcome? What is the result of being knowledgeable? Vidya vinaya sampanne. One becomes humble. How do we find out if someone is knowledgeable or not knowledgeable? See whether it's humble or not humble. The result of knowledge is vidya dadati vinayam. Says vidya dadati vinayam. If someone has cultivated knowledge, the outcome would be he would be humble. As one becomes knowledgeable, he realizes, oh, Krishna is supreme personal, he is all in all. I am just but a part and parcel, just speck of dust, one ten thousand of the tip of the hair. That is my length and breadth. But I'm happy with it. And I can't do anything about, that's me. That's me, that's my size, my length and breadth and height and, that is how, that's my constitutional position. I cannot, it cannot be changed, and I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm Krishna's. I belong to Krishna. I'm Krishna's property. I'm very happy. And he takes that humble position. Not that he takes his humble position. He is humble. The soul is humble. As soon as the false ego and the mind and the intelligence, the subtle body covers the soul up. Then immediately, Ishwaro aham, now I am all in all, I am. But as one becomes knowledgeable, then not one becomes humble, we are humble by nature. By nature we are humble. By nature we are what? What not? We have all the good qualities of Krishna. We are children of Krishna. Like father, like son. So we are sons or daughters of Krishna. So Krishna's quality is in us. We are his children. So the Brahmins, at some point, with the advent of this age of Kali, they became proud and they became puffed up and then that their relationship with the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas and Shudras, oh, you're untouchable, stay away, you're just nobody. We are Brahmins, we are everything, we are all in all. So they took that false position of losing all the good quality, humility, and being friendly and being respectful and the tolerant. So when Brahmins lost those Brahminical quality, they lost in fact the culture, their Brahminical culture, and they started treating others as they're nobody, disrespectful. And with that, something else, the caste system got cannot be established. It's a false thing. The real thing is only truth prevails. Satyameva jayate. So temporarily this gets established, temporarily appeared, oh, this is the This is the standard. Sasakalena mahata yogo nastaha parantapaha.
In due course of time, false standards, wrong standards, substandards becomes the standard. That's why Krishna has to come. Or Krishna's pure devotees come and they set the standards. So the caste system is not the standard. That's a substandard. Varnashram dharma is the standard. That will remain the standard forever. Maybe 50 years, 500 years, few thousand years, or for longer period, that maybe may disappear, appears to be lost, and some new standards. But again, there will be period. All these false things will be dismantled, and the standard, the Vedic standard, would be established. So, like the Brahmins misbehaved, they did not exhibit the right qualities, and the whole thing, the caste system, but that's not the standard. So, the point we are trying to make here is that maybe some husbands did not behave properly. And that mutual respect here is this gentleman's wife is worshipable for him. Seeing good qualities in her. She's also worshipping him. He's also worshipping her. One is Ishta, one is Ishta. They see qualities of Krishna in her. How kind, how affectionate, how... The mothers have all these qualities. Daya. You name the Daya. And what else? Karuna. Any other qualities like this? Kshama. Titikshva. All these, they're feminine in nature, feminine gender. So, in that body, these qualities are predominant. These are qualities of Radharani. So in a female body, these qualities are dominant. The ability in man, that's what Krishna says. Paurusham drashu. Paurusham drashu. In a human being, if there's a good quality, spiritual quality, Krishna says, oh, that is me. That is because of me. If someone has good quality, spiritual quality, Krishna conscious quality, that's because of me. I am there. And one should surrender and to bow down, respect that, worship that quality. No one is qualified. If he's disconnected from the Lord, forget the good quality, there will be only bad quality. And this is what this age of Kali is doing. Sattva haram pumsam. Kalau sattva haram pumsam. The age of Kali is stealing. Sattva haram. Sattva. Sattva gun. Sattva raja tama. Sattva haram. All the good qualities are stolen. We are cheated. The human society is cheated. Western society, American, European society cheated. Well, India is also being cheated because they are imitating the substandard. America becomes a standard. Michael Jackson. You know, he came to Mumbai some years ago and they were offering Jai Michael Jackson. Jai Michael Jackson. They literally worshipped him. He's from America, a singer and
And a lot of Indians think America, birth in America, oh, immediately they look up to America, oh, America, I'm from America, from America.
Near my village, small town, 10 kilometers away, and there was one American staying there. This is 40 years ago. And he was, wherever he would move, people would follow him. People would stop and, you know, really take a close look at him or keep looking at him. And it was like a talk of the town. And just because, oh, he's from America, from America. The Kali is really working on India also. And they're losing their Ishtadev, Sri Krishna. And they're making America as the worshipable. Eini Vedana Dhara Sakir Anugata Kara. Only for worship. What is that? The other one? Morai Abhilash. Vilas Kunjai Divo Vas. I heard this. The prayer is, my dear Tulsi, give me vas in Vilas Kunje, in the groves of Vrindavan. Give me residence. Instead, some devotee is praying, Morai Abhilas, America Deshe Divo Vas. That may I have green card or be American citizen. So, those Brahmins did not behave, and India is getting bad name, the Vedic culture is getting bad name. Oh, it's a caste system. So, maybe some husbands did not behave properly, did not treat their wives properly, etc. As a result, the whole Vedic standard of wife-husband relationship, respecting each other, worshipping each other, this is so that standard also, like a Brahmin. You treat woman like this, and woman is just nobody, and but that's not what we. This is a Bhagavatam. Bhagavat sets the standard, and wife has been mentioned as worshipable, ishta. And that too in the family of Dhruva Maharaj, descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. So wherever there is gold, you take it. If woman has good qualities, you worship those qualities, you accept that, respect that. And having that wife-husband proper relationship, that's the unit, the basic. The world is made up of what? Wife-husband, would say. That's like a block, a brick, the unit. Like a wall is made up of one brick, another layer, another. Then the wall and building is made up of these bricks. Brick. So wife-husband, family. Family is a unit. And as that unit is not a standard unit now, they're not staying together, sticking together. Or if they do, God or godly qualities are not binding them together.
As a result, the children taking birth, as Arjuna was concerned, Varna Sankar, they're unwanted, not planned, they just took birth, as if, well, we say, the sex machine, the woman, and use her, and drop her, and go for a spare tire. The tire goes flat. There's another tire is waiting in the dicky. There's another tire is there. So spare tire is there. Who cares? But Ram did not treat matter like that. When his wife was stolen, kidnapped, he did everything within his might to get her back and united again. Otherwise, Shurpanakha had come making that proposal. I would be nice one. I'm the, what, queen? World queen or something. Miss Universe? Miss Universe. I'm a Miss Universe or something. No, accept me. Miss Lanka. So Ram could have gone for when he couldn't find Sita. He could have sent her email and get in. No. Sita. Ekapatni Vrat. Ram was known for Ekapatni Vrat. Taken vow. One wife. And the vrat of the Sita was Pativrat. Pativrat. Accepting one husband and sticking to him. That's a vrat. That's a vow. For a whole lifetime, that is to be practiced. My cousin's sister, she was married, maybe, I don't know, 6 months, less than 1 year, and her husband died. This is just 45 years ago. And she remained single for the rest of her life. Only worshipping Vittal, she took worship Krishna all her life. She did not go for another husband. That was a... So this culture existed. Or some remnants are still there. Residue of it. This whole reason and the science and art and for all these practices. And as soon as we let this go, this Vedic culture, Bhagavat Dharma culture, then what culture? Animal culture. What other culture exists? Well, you may say, oh, some Christian culture and, well, if there is something called Christian culture or Islam culture or any other culture, that is already part of Bhagavat culture. Maybe in another form. Maybe step down form. Bhagavad culture is a complete culture. All other cultures, if they exist at all, if they are there, they're already part of this $100 bill. Then $50 shopping, $70 shopping, everything could be done. 100 means complete. You may say, what about $125 shopping? It's complete. Bhagavad Dharma is complete. Bhagavatam is complete. And if any truth anywhere, any culture anywhere exists, that is already part of Bhagavad culture. Only portion of it has been accepted and they think it is complete. Hari, 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 hari. So this is the best thing. This is the eternal thing. And trying to revive. Prabhupada has taken this leadership and keeping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the center, keeping holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare in the center. The attempt is being made to revive and establish the original and eternal standards, the cultures, the norms, in regards to everything, relationships, and you name it, and everything is there. Complete culture, complete science, which has existed since the beginning, from the beginning of creation. Sometimes we say how this Bhagavatam or the Vedas, Puranas, Bhagavad Gita is like a manual. When the microphone is created, the manual comes with it. How to operate and do this, don't do this, how to take care, what's the duration, durability, guarantee. So likewise, when the world was created and wasn't created just a few thousand years ago, is around here for billions of years ago. We have no idea. This is Darwin. I think everything started. He may be the descendant of monkeys, but we are not. We are descendants of Brahma. The first being was full-fledged, more than full-fledged. We have one head, but he had four heads. He was not just an amoeba, just tiny amoeba. And the caveman and stone age, these are just imaginary things. 5,000 years ago, they were battling with more sophisticated weapons. And we understand even Hitler, he wanted to have similar weapons. So he sent a team to steal some manuscripts, which describe the weapons and how to produce, how to use them. And then he had scholars in Sanskrit, and he was trying to produce. And he also ended up with a flag, with a mark. He had a swastik. You know swastik? That thing. But it had only a reverse. It made it going in another, different order, different. So, so we have a big task to set everything right. Dharma samsthapana arthaya. So with the help of Bhagavatam, we set those, Bhagavad Gita, we set those standards. These are books, standard books. One time practice all over the planet, all over the universe. Okay, any comments or questions? Yeah.
It's easy for somebody to take Ekapatni Vrata when they have Sita for a wife. When you have Ram for your husband. But, you know, if the wife is not Sita and the husband is not Ram, it's a lot more difficult. Maybe you can say something about that.
So there's a comment or question? Yeah, so it's not a one-way traffic. Standard for both the parties.
Both should be qualified. Both should be the husband like Ram and wife like Sita. Then it would work. And children like Lav and Kush. Then citizens like Ram had his citizens. And the Vaishyas taking care of the cows also. And running with their taxes. Hey, please accept my taxes. They're standing in a queue. Please accept my taxes. The citizens also. So the saying is, one simple saying says, Yatha Raja Tatha Praja. The Praja, the citizens are like king, like city. Citizens are like the king. So if the Raja is like Ram, then Praja is also. All those Ram consciousness, Krishna consciousness, applicable to everybody. So that family unit was there. Wife, husband, both Krishna conscious. Then children, they're seeing the parents respecting each other and they're worshipping Krishna, and this all that they get is Krishna prasad, and they're happy, and then there's a wholesome growth because they have received affection, they have received love and care and attention. And as they grow, they like to give that love and care and attention to others. But when there's a broken family, and then broken children, broken hearts, and all that they wanted, I will get them, not just the parents, but the society, the humanity, I'll kill them. Where is this thought coming from? I'll get them. I know. There is a reason. There's some first-hand experience they have gone through. So as little tiny ones, they did not. So again, it doesn't, for the growth of children, wholesome growth of children doesn't just take a family, but requires a whole village. In the village, they grow. Their brother, the family, the family that the Vedic culture talks is Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Vasudha is a family. All those people on this earth are part of my family. This is the vision, cultivated, inculcated from the very birth. Dharmam char satyam vad tamaso ma jyotirgamaya. Follow the principles of dharma. Speak the truth. Don't stay in the darkness. Go to the light. All these things are vibrated. As they're born in such vibrations. And if that would be the case, then the children would be someone would be like Sita, someone would be like Ram. Not Ram, not Sita, but like qualities. Qualities Ram, Sita. And with that, that's what we're talking. Instead of spending, there's a root cause. I mean, how is the spirit, this demoniac mentality that exists, how is that going to be turned around? Person wants to be destructive. Something within has to change, not change from outside. Make all these difficult they make. The Americans or armies, the terrorists, they also find their ways and means to go around. And so just suppressing and making it difficult is not
You have to get rid of that killing or destructive, the hatred, envy. These are demoniac qualities. So replace them with Krishna, Krishna, God qualities, godly qualities. And there'll be a different experience altogether. The Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, the Shudras, they all will be happy in their society. The Brahmacharis, the Grahasthas, Vanaprasthis, the Sannyasis, everyone has a place, room, wife, children, everyone properly situated. Everyone is properly situated. Not that only husband is properly situated, wife is differently situated. Two standards or double standard. No, same standard. To be applied for everyone. And so the attempt is being made to revive this and become godly people. Yes? Is okay? Riva, Thai Gaur Premanandi.